Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
There were judges in the judicial branch, kings in the executive branch, and priests in the religious branch. There was no legislative branch, because the giving of the law was handled by God alone. Instead of the cacophony of voices in what is often called the people's house, just one voice spoke. The judges came from each of the 12 tribes. The kings, after the debacle of Saul's reign, came from the tribe of Judah, and the priests came from the tribe of Levi. But from where did the prophets come? From anywhere God found men to speak for him. After the collapse of the judgeship and the death of blind Samson, when, quote, everyone did what was right in his own eyes, Judges 21:25, there was a period of ruling priests, ending with blind Eli. Shortly thereafter, the people pressed Samuel for a king, and their first king, Saul, had the priests murdered, 1 Samuel 22, verses 18 to 20, with just one escapee. Ironically, the last king was blind as well, 2 Kings 25:7, not to mention the last church addressed by the Lord Jesus. Quote, because you say I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Revelation 3:17. Her problem, and ours, is the same as Israel's blind judges, priests, and kings, when we leave the Lord outside. How can you see when you block out, quote, the true light, John 1:9? But even then, God entreated his people. He raised up prophets to plead with them. They all pointed to the one great prophet to come, the Lord Jesus, quote, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. Deuteronomy 18:18. He says to us, quote, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. Revelation 3:20.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.